Jesus, our Father and our friend. Thank you, Jesus, our everlasting one, the King of Kings, the rock of our salvation, our elder brother, the first begotten from the dead. Lord Jesus Christ, our King, we thank you, Lord, our Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And he said, behold, look, I am alive forevermore. And he said, amen. Himself said, amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You can see that. As we are just talking about the topic of praise, the Lord wanted me to add one more thing before I forget. Remember when the Lord was talking to this woman at the well, the Lord said, they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 24, if you want to put it up real quick. Praising the Lord is a part of worship. But the Lord wants us to remember that worshiping the Father is in spirit and in truth, which means just like you are praising him with your mouth, your life must praise him. Amen. Our life must praise him. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So keep that in your mind. As you praise the Lord, also means not just the words of mouth, your lifestyle. We must live for him. Amen. Because that is also a worship. When you live for him, you are worshiping him. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go to John, Gospel of John chapter 21, verse 6. The topic of this exhortation this morning is going to be the right side of the sheep. John chapter 21, verse 6. I will just flow as the Lord leads. John chapter 21, verse 6. This is the story of when the apostles, the disciples, after the Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected, and Apostle Peter was going to say, well, I go a fishing. Seems like nothing was happening. So he said, I go a fishing. The other guys said, well, we just follow you. So they went and they fished and fished all night. They caught nothing. And then as the day was dawning, the Lord Jesus Christ was by the shore of the lake. And he called out to them and said, children, have you any meat? That was verse 5. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no, from a distance. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. Amen. Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. That I was reading that, the Lord said, that is a message I wanted me to talk on today. What is the right side of the ship? Think about it. These are fishermen. They are fishermen. Peter was a professional fisherman. They have been on that lake for all night. So what do you think? Take the net to the north side, nothing. To the south side, nothing. They have been doing that all night long. So it came the morning and the Lord said, cast the net to the right side of the ship. You tell me which one is the right side. From his vantage point, right side. Oh no, right side. No, it's not the right hand side. The correct side. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord just tried and said, wait a minute, we have been thinking of the right side. Oh, maybe they have been on this side of the ship all day. No, it's not talking about switch to the other side. It's saying the right side. And what is the right side of the ship? What is the right side of the ship? The right side of the ship is the way he said it. Whatever he said unto you, do it. Amen? Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. That was what the Lord brought to my attention. I said, wait a minute here. That is really what he was talking about. His own side of it. You have been living your life all your life. You have been doing things your own way. You have been trying to make it in life. That is you, your own human effort. That is not the right side of the sheep. But when the Lord comes and he said, do it my own way, that is his own way. When he is now leading you, that is the right side of the sheep. Amen? Amen. Think about it. Remember the other story also, Apostle Peter, before the Lord called him, he was a professional fisherman, as we have talked about him. And he had been there fished all day, they didn't get anything, so they were washing their net. Then the master came by and said, can I just borrow your boat? He said, okay. So the Lord was sitting in the boat and talked to them and preached for a while, and then he turned to Peter and said, launch into the deep for a catch. And what did Peter say? Master, we have done that all night long. There was no fish there. Anyway, but according to thy word, I will throw down the net. So that was the right side of the ship. Whatever the Lord said to you, do it. Amen. Whenever he stepped in and said, this is what you should do now, or do it this way, that is the right side of the sheep. Forget about your professional ideas. Forget about your idea that people have told you, this is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. That's the way to do it. You can make it this way. You can make life this way. But when he comes and speaks, it may look foolish to you. It may look foolish to the professionals. But that is the right side. His own side, his own way, his own word. Mary, the mother of Jesus, gave us a good example of that. Remember that story? At Cana of Galilee. John chapter 2. From verse 1, he said, at the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. Verse 5 said, his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. In short, that is the right side of the sheep. Whatever he says to you, do it. You can have many ideas, your own ideas. This is how I should lead. This is how I should do things. This is professionally. This is how I was trained to do it. But when he says it unto you, whatever he says unto you, do it. And that brings to what another Bible verse that the Lord gave to in the book of Zechariah. That many of us will love to quote that Bible verse. The Lord said, not by power and not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. That is, sometimes our human efforts may be okay for the ways of the world, but sometimes we may even be successful one way. With every human, I'm just generalizing now. I'm not trying to give examples of what type of thing I'm talking about. You can apply this in any way. You can apply it in your business life. You can apply it in your spiritual life. But when we are able to hear from the Lord, that is when we are going to have the great success. That is when we are going to be really successful. Human effort, we fail many times. We all know, sometimes the doctors will tell you they have done their best when it comes to healing of the sick. The Lord told Zechariah, he said, this is the word unto Zerubbabel, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. In short, he's saying, no matter what effort we could put in. Think, for example, let me give you a general example of witnessing, trying to do the work of the Lord. And we try, we cast the net here, we cast the net there, we organize things, programs, activities. Look like nothing seems to be happening. Maybe some people will show up and then they are no more showing up. Maybe you think, oh, we got some people called, they gave their life to Christ. 100 people came today. And then after a while, they all went away. And we wonder, what are we doing wrong, Lord? It's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. But when the Lord comes in, he said, cast the net on the right side of the ship. That is, in short, what we are saying then is, we need to come to the point where we can hear him. Hearing from God. Amen? That is what our goal is. If I ask you right now, what is the goal that we have been talking about over these years? We want to be like Christ. Is that so? Yes. Praise the Lord. We want to be like Christ. We want to come to that, the fullness of the stature of Christ. But what does the Lord say is that stature? The Lord himself said about himself, he said, I only do that which is pleasing unto my Father. He does that which is pleasing unto the Father. And he also said in John chapter 5, verse 30, John, Gospel of John chapter 5, verse 30, the Lord speaking about himself, this is the one we want to be like. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. So in short, we want to come to that state where we only want to do it the way the Lord tells us to do it. We want to take steps the way the Lord Jesus Christ revealed to us. We want to take steps according to his direction. And we offer another general Bible verse that says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So what am I trying to talk about today? I'm trying to say we need to pursue to be like Christ. Pursue to be like Christ. That is, we want to come to that state where we can hear him. And when we were growing up, trying to say the end time message is coming, those are one of the things became our motto. We said, the bride will only hear, thus say the Lord, otherwise they won't move. I guess many of us have dropped that on the side burner. But it's still the same thing. We want to be like Christ, we have to learn to hear him. We have to learn to walk in that steps. We have to learn to do it his own way. Anything we want to do now. Not just talking about the ministry or the trying to bring people to Christ. Even our life, we want to listen to him. Take, for example, what's going on in our generation right now. Bomb blasts. Terrible things going on. Just this week or last week, you hear about the Istanbul in the airport. I've mentioned similar things in this place that we need to be able to hear from God. So that when he leads us, that still small voice, that is what I'm leading to, the still small voice that the Lord uses to lead you, his own people. We want to exercise ourselves to be able to distinguish it. Amen? And to respond when he's telling us something. Imagine we all go back and forth, airport, just came back from a trip. Many of us are going back and forth. People are in that airport just coming down. They are trying to take their luggage and come to these extremists and started shooting. Now, I just want to remind myself of telling you this. Because along with hearing from the Lord, which I'm emphasizing this time, is what the Lord also said, watch. Watch and pray is what the Lord said. So let me give you, if you are not familiar with what happened in Istanbul, they showed it on CNN on Monday, was it Monday or something like that? When these guys, one of them that came through and was shooting everybody, and there was a security guard that gunned him down. And he fell down, and the security guard went closer to him, maybe he tried to arrest him or something like that. Then he saw this guy, this extremist, fondling with some buttons, trying to blow himself up. This security guard saw him then he recognized what he was trying to do. He fled. Maybe that was how that security guard saved his own life. And the Lord reminded me of that. I said, remember, watch. So the one we can see with our eyes is also very important. So suppose he saw him doing that, he didn't know what he was all about. But because he has been hearing the news, these people also can blow themselves up. They have what they call suicide belts. So when he recognized what he was trying to do, before he could press the button, the man fled. That is the watching. Watch and pray. So keep your eyes open so that you know what is going on in your environment also. Otherwise, we will not know what is going on until things happen. So that's another example of watching. But the other part is listening in the spirit, which is what I'm talking about today. We need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Along, of course, the Lord can do signs and wonders. We don't rule that one out, but he also wants to lead us. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise the Lord. So keep that in mind. He says, it's not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit. Amen. Let me give one of few examples of what we may run ourselves into when it comes to trying to do something for the Lord, or trying to do our own effort, trying to put our own effort to accomplish something. Remember the story of Moses. Let me summarize that in the one that was recorded to us in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7. He said, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit. So how then does the Spirit lead us? By letting him lead us. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verse 22. This is where Stephen, one of the disciples, was narrating the story of Moses. And he said, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds. Verse 23 said, and when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. Verse 25 said, for he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. So which means he was trying to do it his own way. And then the second day, you know the whole story, the second day he tried to intervene again and they challenged him that who made you to be a ruler of us, so he had to flee. But God says it's not by power, not by my, but by my own Spirit. So in the end, Moses had to run away. But he tried to do the work God has called him to do. He knew God has already called him to do something about this Hebrews. But the Lord is saying we need to be able to learn to listen to him so that he is the one leading us. Amen. In our own generation, it is very critical. Sometimes it could be life and death if we are not listening to the Lord. That is how, also all I'm doing today then is to challenge you and myself that, hey, then don't be too busy. Don't be too busy. Listen to the Lord. Before you take some steps, before you even take some trips, listen to the Lord. Before you take trips, you may say, well, Lord, I just have to go. I just have to go. You don't have to go. Or maybe you can change flight. Maybe you can change plane. The Lord can lead us, and he wants to lead us. He wants us to be listening. Because somebody could be bored in and say, well, I feel like, and you just say, you are respecting boss, you are respecting situation, you are respecting friends, and you just have to go with it. Respecting of people can be dangerous. When something inside you is saying, don't go along, don't go with them, don't go to the street. Very important for us to learn to listen to the Lord. That's what I'm pointing out again and again today. Amen? The right side of the ship. It's what the Lord calls it. That is, his own instruction is the right side of the ship. When he comes and instructs you, that is the right side of the ship. Praise the Lord. And let me give another example here. Luke chapter 24. We can see this instruction when the Lord told them, when he was going to give the Holy Ghost, he gave them a specific instruction. Luke chapter 24, let me read verse 48 and 49. Specific instruction, and the result will be just as we desire. But if he give the instruction and somebody does not follow it, to be too bad. The Lord was telling the disciples, he said, and ye are witnesses of these things, verse 48, verse 49 says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Now, any of them could have jumped up and start trying to do something, but he said, this is the step he wanted them to do. Stay right there until they be endued with power. That was his instruction. And they all did, and the power came. If somebody was not with them then, because like Apostle, you know, Thomas, he was going his own way, and then he said, we have seen the Lord. He had problem believing. But we want to be where the Lord wants us to be. That is why we need to learn to listen to him. Daily. Daily. In fact, not just daily, as often as you can. That is, you want to walk in the Spirit so that you are being led by the Lord. And when you are being led by the Lord, you may be strange. Let me put that caution there. You may look strange to people around you. Very important. You will look strange, because if everybody is going this way and you decide to say, no, I'm not going. And they fail. Why? I thought we all say we are going this direction, but something is telling you not to go. And they will look, you think you are strange. So you may look strange. But there are them that are being led by the Spirit. The Bible called them, the wind bloweth where it listed. That was how the Lord described it in Gospel of John chapter 3. When it talks about being born again, being led by the Spirit. The wind blows where it lists. That is, the wind knows where he is going. So, but we human beings, we couldn't understand it. We just saw the wind. We just felt the effect of it. So no man knows where it's coming, where it's going, but the wind knows where it's going. So when you are following the Lord, when you are listening to him, you may be strange to people around you. Don't let that surprise you, because if you feel like I have to respect these people, they are questioning you, then you are going to begin to say, despise that voice that is listening to you. No, you don't want to despise him, because that's your life. Amen. That is our life, to be led by the Spirit of God. That's why I brought that warning. Remember, you may look strange to those who are around you if you begin to listen and follow the leading of the Spirit of God. The right side of the sheep is what God calls it. Whatever I say unto you, do it. And let me give you one more example. Now, Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. I just put this Bible verse and I'm saying, well, what is the Lord wanting me to point out in this Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 and 12? This is this story where the prophecy of Daniel, Daniel was saying, the sins of God, God is just going to give them the kingdom. Chapter 7, verse 9 and verse 22. It is not by our own power or by our own might, it's just God going to do these things. But God wants us to walk with him. Walk with the Lord. Enoch walked with God before he disappeared. Remember the story of Elijah the prophet. Before he disappeared, the notable thing was the Spirit told him that go unto this city. And he was the only one that was hearing that. And he said, well, Elisha, stay here. The Lord has sent me over there. And he was going. He said, well, this is strange. What are we coming to do there? We got there. He didn't do anything. That would be the strange thing that people would think, this man is so strange. And then some hours later, I said, stay right here. The Lord has sent me to that city. Okay, they went there again. What was he doing in that city? You may look strange, but keep listening to the Holy Ghost. Amen? This message of this hour is, whatever is said unto you, do it. Now, the one that is in the scriptures, you have to have been doing that. Now, we are talking about the spoken word from the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen? That is our deliverance in the days that we are in. Deliverance from all these extremists that are blowing themselves up. Deliverance from all these evils in the land. Because God said, pray that you may be accounted worthy to do what? To escape all these evil things. And then to stand before the Son of Man. So one thing is to escape those evil things. Which is one of the things why we need to be listening to him. So, let's see. Is there anything you can say? Well, tell me how to listen to the Lord. You need to talk about that. How do I listen? I told a little baby, 7-year-old in Nigeria in the 70s. And let me give you that testimony. So young people, high school kids, listen. Let me give you this testimony. You might be able to relate to that. When we say you must hear from God, you must listen to God, some of these kids don't understand what we are talking about. Even we adults, sometimes we wonder, what is he talking about? How does the Lord speak to you? The Lord speaks gently. It may be so gentle you think you are the one thinking about it. Many years ago in Nigeria, I called this little kid, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 9-year-old, where I was doing vacation, during summer vacation. Everybody come over, I want to talk to you about Jesus. They giggled and I talked to them. And one particular young girl came back and asked a question. I said, now, the Lord has touched this girl. She came back and asked another question. She came back and asked another question, so I knew that the Lord has touched her. Then every evening, the little girl will see me praying. She will come by and kneel down. I thought she was humiliating me. Kneel down, because I was actually staying or using our parents' living room. Because our daddy said, well, you are a college student, if you need any good place, just stay in my living room. So when I wanted to pray, I would stay in that living room and pray. So she will see me pray, she will come by and kneel down. There was one particular occasion, after I finished praying and I sat down on the chair, she was still kneeling down. And the Lord said, ask her, what did the Lord say? So I waited. So she jumped up and was going. I said, come. What did the Lord say? She said, the Lord didn't say anything. The Lord said, well, you listen, the Lord is going to say something. Okay. Every second day, she saw me praying again. She came by and knelt down next to me. So I finished praying and I sat down. She was still there. I waited almost 5 minutes. She stood up and said, what did the Lord say this time? For a 6-year-old to tell me that, you know something? She said, something said, I have heard what you said. Then she tried to dismiss it. She said, I thought I was the one thinking about it. I said, no, it was not you thinking about it. That was the first thing the Lord told us, I have heard what all you say. So you young people, God can speak to you. When you pray, stop and listen. And he's going to talk to your heart, answer to what you just asked him, because he's your father. Amen? Amen? You understand what I'm saying, you young people? And the same with the older people. See, that is how he started nurturing that little girl. I'm talking of many years. This girl could have married and having children now. But what I'm trying to make you to see is this simple, simple instruction is going to talk back to you, because our Father is our Father. It's your Father. Amen? Amen. Then, when he instructs you, do it. Amen? When he speaks to you, do it. Because if you don't do it, means you dismiss it, that was not him, or you despise what he has just told you. And if you keep despising it, very soon you will not hear him anymore. You will not hear him anymore. If you keep disobeying what he just told you in your heart, that gentle voice, when you now need deliverance from that danger, it will be crowded by your ideas and your thoughts, because you have not nurtured to listen and respond when he was talking to you after your prayers, or when you are walking on your way and he said, go this way. Many times the Lord has delivered us from trouble like that. We have given testimonies. You might be driving on your road and the Lord has seen the accident way over there, and it's going to delay you, and you're going to run into that hold up that will be like a temptation. That's why the Lord said, pray that you will lead us not into temptation. Because when you are driving there, you go to this hold up, hoping that it's not you that going to accident. Just everybody yelling at one another, that will make you want to yell too. That's a temptation. So deliver us, lead us into temptation. And when the Lord sees that ahead of you, he could have told you, oh, don't go that, go this road. And you say, nah, I always go this way. Why? Because you are dismissing that. You thought it was just an idea. And it could be the Lord telling you, go right. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen? Amen? As many as are led by the Spirit of God,
They are the sons of God. Amen. Let's summarize it with the story of Elijah the prophet. Like I said, the Bible said in 2 Kings, when it was about time for God to take Elijah away, because that is what we have been waiting for, the rapture. The rapture. And the Lord put this story here for us to learn from it, so that we can grow into this type of leading by the Spirit of the living God, as I've been describing. Chapter 2 of 2 Kings, from verse 1. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. I have described this, I've summarized it for you in my briefly. Just reading it again so that you can see it is in the scriptures. Being led by the Spirit of God is going to be determining whether you are a son of God or whether you are even going in the rapture. Because there have been prophecies that those who are going in the rapture, by the time this time is coming near, there will be a cloud of God's presence resting upon them, and instructions from that cloud of God's presence will be directing their life. That instruction from the cloud of God will be directing our lives. And you want to stay under that cloud and keep following that instruction. It may be to go and minister, it may be to avoid trouble, it may be to depart from something, maybe to go this direction. Whatever God is leading Elijah to do, he was doing it because very soon he was going to go away with the Lord. And you can read on and on the whole chapter. Three times the Lord led him until the Lord said, go to Jordan. That looked like strange, but he went to the Jordan River and he just stood there. The Bible said he just stayed there by the shore of River Jordan. So that's why I said sometimes when you begin to listen to the Lord, you will look strange to people that are not being in the same zone with you. And then the next instruction came to Elijah. Let me read from verse, when he went to Jordan, from verse 6 of Second Kings chapter 2, verse 6. And Elijah said unto Elisha again, tarry, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. Remember, Jordan is a river. And he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went on, and then 50 men of the sons of the prophets followed, tried to see what was going to happen, because they also saw something. Verse 8 says, and Elijah took the mantle. Before the end, verse 7, and 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. That's what I'm trying to point out. They just got to River Jordan and just stood there. Look strange. You may look strange to those people around you when the Lord begins to lead you, especially in this end time. And he wants to lead us. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. We are preparing for the rapture. We are preparing for the rapture. And this leading I'm talking about, it's a conditioning. God will have to condition you until you are one-on-one with him. Amen? It's a preconditioning that he gave. We saw the last part of it with Elijah. That was the last part of it, the last three steps that was recorded. Enoch walked with God, preconditioned before he even got away. According to the book of Enoch, you won't see that in the Bible. That was some of the things that was... You have to go Google it and see there's a book of Enoch that was referred to, that Enoch wrote books. But according to that book of Enoch, the story said Enoch actually went away and his sons, Methuselah and son, they were, and the Lord told him, he came back and told them what was going to happen and told them the number of days he was going to stay with them so that they prepare. And he told them, the angel of God is right there with him. And when it was the number of days, waved them goodbye and disappeared. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And God gave example, and he gave that of the last three steps that he led Elijah the prophet, that we are reading here. See, they got to the River Jordan, they just stayed there and waited. Patience, amen? Patiently waiting to hear the next instruction is part of what we are learning here today. That may be too big for little kids, but it's the same thing. It's not big for little kids. If you are being led by the Spirit of God, you have to be patient. If God says, stay right here, you stay right there until it comes with the next instruction. Amen? That was what happened there. Elijah and Elisha, they got to the River Jordan and just waited. And then came the next instruction to divide the river. We do not know how long they were waiting there, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour. But they stayed there. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise the Lord. So I'm repeating that because that is what I want you to take home with you today. That we must be led by the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, we're going to pray for you. That will be part of how we're going to wrap it up. Because you need the Holy Ghost for him to lead you. Then you need to be listening to him. Otherwise, people have the Holy Ghost, they are not even listening to that still small voice. And as I was saying, Elijah the prophet, then he divided the water and then he went across. Elisha followed him. Now, we believe he has seen the chariot at a distance. Now he told Elisha, now ask whatever you want before I am taken away from you. There was no record that he told Elisha what was going to happen until that particular moment. But Elisha following him has already heard from the Lord. Even those sons of the prophet, they already heard something. They didn't know what format it would take place. They didn't know what format it would be. They thought Elijah was going to die somehow. That was why they thought maybe he went and God dropped him on the mountain. They didn't know the format, but Elijah knew. We that are children of the Most High God, we that are going in the rapture, you are going to know the Lord is going to be leading you unless you get out of under the cloud. If you don't get off under the cloud, the Lord is going to lead you and you will know what is about to happen and how soon it's going to happen, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that is what I'm trying to make you to begin to exercise your heart, exercise your mind, exercise your spirit to all these things we know is coming to happen. The Lord is coming soon. Amen? This rapture is coming soon. Amen? Yes, it's coming soon, but it's only those that are being led by the Spirit of God, being conditioned to begin to listen to him, to begin to walk as he walk, and not just doing your own thing. That's why he said, when he came, he said, throw the net at the right side of the ship. That is, whatever he says is the right side of the ship, when he said it. Not your own idea, but I think the right side is this. No, whatever he says at that time is the right side of the ship. Think about that. Meditate on that. That is why it coined, is linked that with being led by the Spirit of God. That's why we are linking it with the rapture. That's why we are linking this with the deliverances we need in this end time. Anytime I'm trying to travel, I'm always prayerful. I don't know. You may say, oh, brother, you know, you don't have faith. You don't need to pray. God is going to deliver you. Yes, but he said I should pray. Because human pilots are now being realized. Some of them are committing suicide. The one that was flying from Egypt to Russia, that just flew or France or somewhere, and just flew his own plane down into the bush. It was a pilot that they said most have purposely committed suicide. We are putting our life into the hand of all this technology can fail, into the hand of this driver. They are drivers, really. It's not ones that get into a bus, going to Greyhound and say, I'm going to Los Angeles. Because you don't want to drive, you put your life in the hand of this driver. You don't know whether that driver himself wanted to commit suicide. No, sir. That was what's happening in the world, and we are in a dark, dark world. That's why we need to be led by the Spirit of God. We trust all these things. Just like you get into the elevator,
You press the button, you just trusted that it's going to lift you up. That's how we are trusting these big birds called airplanes. And we are trusting in the pilot that he was not a suicidal person. We are trusting the driver that is driving us in a big bus, that he was not going to just get crazy and drive himself over the bridge with everybody in it. So we are trusting, but you see, be led by the Spirit in this sense, because this now in the dark world, we are in the darkness has covered the world, as the Bible says. Gross darkness is covering the world. But this is the time the saints of God should be shining. Why? Because we shall be like overcomers. What are overcomers? Overcoming all those odds, overcoming all those troubles, overcoming all the terrible things that may and will happen in the world. Why? Because we have the Holy Ghost in us to deliver us, to lead us, to guide us. So that you say, well, something, you know, when we are growing up, some parents in the voodoo world, you say, this man has eaten something. Even his body is telling him to disappear, to appear, to miss terrible things. How much more when you have the Holy Ghost? That is the one that we are already eating, the body of Jesus. He said, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have life in you. So whatever the voodoo man is giving to them, that will make them to say something and avoid the boss. We have something greater than that. We have the Holy Ghost. But you have to listen to that Holy Ghost. Amen? Because that's what I'm saying. You have to listen to that Holy Ghost so that you can avoid the trouble, because we have more power than whatever the devil can give the occult people. We have the Holy Ghost in us. He's God himself in us. But he wants you to what? Walk with him and be preconditioned to the point that, oh, when you are up here, you just know. He told me to go this way. And as you are going there, there's a blast over there. Say, well, praise God. Why? Because he is leading you to avoid trouble. He's leading you to avoid that plane crash. He's leading you to go in the rapture, because it's coming soon. Amen? Amen? Let's stand up. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, this is what you need. Let's pray. Let's stand up. That's how I'm going to wrap it up. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost so that you can begin to listen to him. Ask the Lord for the Holy Ghost. If you have been filled with the Holy Ghost, you just need to be recharged. Ask the Lord for a refilling. Because when they were scared, the apostles were scared because they terrified them. They were threatened by the high priest. They prayed again. The Holy Ghost came and refilled them. So what we need is double dose of the Holy Ghost. So ask the Lord. Ask the Lord for the baptism. Ask the Lord for the anointing. Lord, I want to be able to walk with you in this end time. Walk with you and disappear like Enoch of old. That is our goal. Walk with you and disappear like Elijah the prophet. As you are promised in the rapture, begin to pray now. Just begin to pray. Begin to pray. Talk to the Lord yourself. Because it can happen anytime. The rapture we have been talking about, it can happen anytime. He has not given us a date. But we know things are coming, and he's saying, begin to prepare my people. Prepare yourself, because it's coming soon. But part of the preparation is what I just told you. Begin to listen to the Spirit of God. Young people, children, listen when you pray. He's going to talk to your heart and respond when he talks to you. Do it. Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Don't think you know better. When he said, don't go this way, go that way. Don't think you know better. Oh, I know the shortest way is here, Lord. No, that's not the shortest way. The shortest way is whatever he said unto you, do it. So pray. Talk to him right now. Talk to him right now. And if you want me to pray for you, come forward. If you want a resurgence of the Holy Ghost, you need a resurgence of the Holy Ghost, a resurgence of anointing upon you, come forward. We are not going to limit God. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. You want hands laid upon you, come forward. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You want hands laid upon you, come forward. And we pray for you. Only those that ask, he that ask it, receive it. But the Lord is saying, you need to begin to listen to the Holy Ghost. Sometimes slow yourself down. Maybe just slow down to listen. Because we are too busy in this world, this generation, and we are so busy with everything that is going on around us. It's becoming too much for us to be patient. But it takes some time, patience. Like I said, you can say, go to that river and stay there. And you may have to stay there until he gives you the next instruction. Like Elijah, we just read, went to the river and stay there until the Lord said, now cross the river. How? Take your mantle, roll it, and smile the river.
And he did. So begin to pray for yourself. You want me to pray for you? Come forward. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Father, I pray, O Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody just stretch your hand to this sister. Ask for whatever the Lord is, whatever she's asking from the Lord. Father, I pray for our sister right now, Lord. She wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She wants anointing. She wants to be able to listen to it. So touch our Lord Jesus Christ and give her that understanding. And give her, Lord Jesus Christ, the quickening of your spirit, Lord, that she will begin to listen. Lord Jesus, you are the one that said, they shall lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover. Father God, whatever has been a problem, Lord God, let her recover. You also say, Lord Jesus Christ, that you send the apostles, they lay their hands upon them in the house, in the house of Cornelius, Lord. They also lay their hands upon them in Samaria, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus Christ, I lay my upon sister, Lord God, let her be filled with the Holy Ghost to the overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let her begin to respond to the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Did you come forward for me to pray for you? Or for your daughter? Is it for her, for you? Huh? Okay. Okay. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I pray for our sister, Lord. Let her be led. And let her say, she's led, Lord God, let her follow thee. Quicken her, Lord, by your Holy Ghost. Quicken her by the anointing of God, that she will follow. She begin to follow your instruction in the name of Jesus Christ. And be patient. Patiently waiting for you for the next instruction in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. And peace in the child in Jesus' name. Pray. Amen. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. By faith, Enoch never see that. You may not know that song, but sing it along with me. By faith, Elijah never see that. He said, by faith, I shall never see that. It is by listening to the Lord. He said, verily, verily, I say to you, if a man keep my saying. So they are all tied together. Keeping his saying is listening to him and then doing it. Being led by the Spirit, then you shall never see that. By faith, now we're going to sing that song while people bring in their offering. By faith, Enoch never see death. By faith, Elijah never see death. Hallelujah. By faith, I shall never see death.